Well, good morning to you on a really frigid day. John, you're a wordsmith. Is frigid appropriate enough for this cold, or is that not even cold enough?
I don't know how much more frigid you
can
get than frigid.
I'm a fan of bone chilling.
See, bone chilling's colder than frigid.
It is.
Yeah, bone chilling is, you're right.
Takes your breath away type cold, like gut-punching cold.
It's brutal.
Gut-punchingly cold.
Yeah.
Like, it knocks the wind out of you. I don't know if you've ever had the wind knocked out of you. Because
I have. Yeah, I have.
Have you really?
No, I swear to God, I have.
Are you sure?
Yeah, a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know how that feels, how scary that
feels.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
Yeah, this is cold enough to knock the wind out of you.
When you open up the back door, like before I leave in the morning to let Chaney out, just give him a quick walk, he just stands there and looks at me. He's like, seriously?
Yeah.
You're kidding, right? And I'm like, dude, you got
to
go.
Rhea, tell me if this makes sense to you as a mom. Yeah. I saw this one time. I was kind of amazed. But I don't know. This could go either way. Tell me if this makes sense. I saw it one time. Baby's crying in a restaurant. Okay. It's super cold out, but the baby and the mom are in the restaurant and it's warm in there. Baby's crying in the restaurant. The mom walks the baby outside into the cold. The baby stopped crying.
That's not
like
why.
It shocked the system.
That's not why she did it.
I don't know.
She's going for a walk with the baby.
I don't know,
the
man.
Movement helps the baby. You're not shocking the baby with cold to make the baby shut up.
Rhea, you're the one that's a mom here. Is that a theory or not?
John is the most,
you know,
the easiest.
I have three kids, Joe.
Yeah, John actually has a little bit more experience than me.
Yes, that's why I'm asking.
The best thing to do with a kid who's crying is you put them in the car and take them for a ride. 5 minutes later, they're out cold.
Okay.
It's movement.
All right.
Kids don't like, I took
it. So you think it was just the mom looking to do the walk thing, not the I'm shocking.
All of us. My brother and I used to go out to dinner, and we would ask them, like, if he had hit when his kids were little and then when mine, stagger our dinners so that one can do the walk if the other one's.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to annoy everyone in the restaurant.
Correct.
Like, you feel super embarrassed that your kid is doing this stuff, so you have to, like, take the kid out of the restaurant.
Why is this getting up on me, Ty?
Well, it's not. You're just wrong, so we're just telling you you're wrong. You know?
I was just asking, is that a strategy that could work?
Not just wrong, just completely clueless.
Asinine, really, is the word that comes to mind.
It's like, all right, kid, you think you had it bad in here? Let's see how you deal with out there.
Yeah, that's not what she was doing.
I knew an owner of a restaurant. It's Ralph's. You know Ralph's Italian restaurant. I love those guys. When Clark was a baby, I was dying. I hadn't eaten in there in a long time, and I just wanted to go. I said, you know, put us upstairs. Well, he was fussing. The owner said, you mind if I take him around? He took him around doing the whole thing while we ate dinner. Clark had the time. He was like
that's a year
and a half, and the owner was great. I got to eat dinner.
That's a good owner.
He was like, he'll be fine with me.
That's good.
So,
that's good. That's good work right there.
It was awesome.
All right, let's go to the phones. Eagles in Washington, obviously, in 5 days. Joe in Bethlehem right now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
We're excited, man.
It's good to hear from you, Joe.
First off, I'm hoping that you do not have children in this your future, if that's your parents.
Well, I mean, you know, I think there's something about it that kind of makes sense, but I was also confused. That's why I was
throw the kid outside for a bit, all right? They're pretty annoying.
You.
Throw him outside.
Well, I mean, Joe, isn't there an argument that it would...
Is it cold enough? Oh, yeah, it's really cold. Just throw him out.
Well, hold on, Joe. Isn't there an argument that it would freeze the you can't cry because it's
when
too cold.
When your tears are frozen?
Yeah.
You can't cry with frozen tears,
child.
Yeah,
a child would stop crying because you would think that would make him cry more.
I don't know. I'm asking for a friend.
What's really frightening, Joe, is I brought up my dog and you immediately went to kids.
Yeah, well, these things pop through my... these are the kind of things that go through my mind. Hello, Joe.
Crazy. So, I'm pretty confident with the Eagles coming up this weekend, although, you know, there have been a lot of times in the past in championship games where they've been the better team and haven't really won.
Well, they were a favorite. They were a favorite three times in the 2000s. Yeah, and twice at home and three times favorite. So, you know, it happens. There's no question about it. No question.
The Tampa game.
Well, that was the worst. That was the worst of them. Yeah. In my opinion, in the opinion of most of us. Joe, give me a great answer, a scene in snow.
Okay, so I have two if my first one is not right. I'm going to go with The Empire Strikes Back, but I'm going to go with a different scene than Richie did.
Yep.
I'm going to go when the Empire is invading Hoth, and all of the troopers are down in the gullies waiting, and the gentleman looks through the telescope or the binoculars, and he sees the walkers coming at him. Ooh. As an 8-year-old kid seeing that for the first time, that was
I like it.
You're right.
I like it, Joe.
I love
good work,
that,
man.
Too. It was so grandiose, yeah. Those Imperial walkers. I'd never seen anything like it, and it was so cool the way they had to work together to try to hog-tie him.
Yep.
To take
I like
down.
That answer. Let's Me get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Happy Tuesday.
Indeed.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, Mike.
What's up, Doc?
Nope.
I went for it, James. I went for it. Mike, I
that
went for
disruptive.
It.
Disruptive.
It's all right.
You did go for it, Jeff. You did go for
it's
it.
It's a classic.
I'm never going to hate on Bugs Bunny. It's what I grew up on, so I'm going to give you a pass on
thank
that
Thank you,
one.
Sir.
But Joe, I got to say, thank you for not fully turning the page on the game from this weekend, because I'm now just about there where I can start to look towards the Commanders game, because honestly, yesterday, I was still in, like, shock mode. You know, I wasn't, like, fully grasping what had happened. It's almost like I feel like we all collectively were on a plane, that the plane started falling out of the sky, and then Saquon scores a touchdown, the plane kind of leveled off again, we were good, we thought we were good, and the plane started falling again, and at the very last second, the plane had a nice smooth landing, and we were like, what just happened? And I feel like that was almost like the most positive kind of trauma you could actually have from a game is what we went
through. Well, and Mike, here's the thing I'd say. It was somewhat similar to most Eagles games this year, that you know, it was tight and it was late and it hung in the balance.
But
this is the one time you could be eliminated. Yeah, it's a totally different deal. Totally different.
Similar to every NFL game. It really is like
the way
football is.
Yeah, but Mike, I think the way, to John's point, but even like extra for the Eagles, how often they have played close games, I think probably helps them in close games. I mean, I put up on Twitter at halftime something like, I don't have the exact thing here, but like, I hope the Eagles are dealing with this better than I am, basically. Because I was freaking out. But I felt confident they would because they have all year. And that's, you know, thank God.
And you're, you know.
No, I was a wuss. I admit it. But, I mean, come on, let's be real. Most of us were somewhere between highly concerned and freaking out. I mean,
Joe, that last drive, it was funny. Guys were saying yesterday, nobody was really kind of like comfortable on the couch. That last drive, I was laying face down on my floor with my head in my hands, like almost banging my head on the floor, saying, I can't believe we were just up 13. We're about to lose this game.
Do you enjoy that?
We went through a lot.
Do you enjoy that process, lying on the ground and hiding your head? Joe, do you enjoy being so afraid?
Well, I wasn't holding my head. But
it sounds like you were in a similar boat. Like,
Mike,
you're so afraid.
Mike, you know what I had
about these possibilities that you rehearse in your head over and over, and you work yourself into a frenzy, worried about.
All right, Mike, here's what
things that never even come to pass.
Here's what I had in my back pocket. You can consider this sarcasm or not. Here's what I had in my back pocket if the Rams were going to score: Jalen in the passing game leading them down the field, and Jake Elliott making a big field goal. Do you believe me or not?
No. Zero. I don't believe in either of those things.
I mean, those were the two things. If the other team scored, the whole thing, because this isn't like I'm
handling with a bulky knee, no less, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
Oh, my God. Mike, give me an answer in snow. What's a great scene in snow?
You know what, Joe? I think this is, because you profess to be a big Rocky fan, I think when you finally man up and you're going to propose, I think you should do it at the Philadelphia Zoo in front of Mr. Tiger in the snow, and that's how you're going to propose.
You know what?
Rocky proposed to Adrian.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
Really good answer.
And especially because from Rocky 1, when, take her to the zoo! Like, he takes the insult from Rocky 1 and then proposes at the zoo, which I think is an underrated element.
You know what just occurred
Rocky.
To me?
What?
The fact that we have the best odds to win the Super Bowl, shouldn't that make you, I don't know, further appreciate the quarterback?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about engagement. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to torture you.
Does it make me further appreciate the quarterback? Not much. I mean, I think they win largely because of others for the most part. So my position hasn't changed. And if anything, I think more people are...
The best odds to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But would you agree that more people are moving my way than your way in this discussion? Because I've sensed that with the reaction the last 2 to 3 weeks.
What do you mean?
I think more people are concerned about Hurts now than they were a month ago. Yes or no?
I don't know what people are concerned about.
I think so.
Not. When I know that.
Well, we talk to Jalen hundreds of people every week.
Well,
and, you know. And then
I
the
think
text messages.
You are too concerned.
No, I know some people think that. James, the text messages you're receiving from friends and your sense of the phone calls, do you think more people are concerned now about him than they were? And I'm not talking about the knee, just him in general than a month ago.
Yeah, I think a little bit, but I don't think it's like a massive change, but I do think probably a little more, yeah.
I mean, look at Ray. Ray was hardcore in Jalen's court, whatever you would call it. Up until about 2 weeks ago, and two straight interviews, he's expressed some pretty real concern. Now, let's get to something Ray said yesterday that's not about Jalen, like typical Jalen. It's knee injury Jalen and his concern as it relates to this game with Hurts. And, of course, that's something that's, you know, just horrible luck. Here is, but I'll say this. I wish Jalen was better as a pocket passer because that would make him more effective in this game if he can't run much. Which, of course, we don't yet know, but a lot of us have some doubts on. Here's Ray Didinger yesterday. This includes my question on the Hurts knee situation. If it's a sprained MCL, how much would that worry you?
A lot. A lot. Because I think if that really is what it is, and I hate to say it, but I think it is, it's a real concern. Because there are a lot of things that you would like to build into the game plan for this game geared towards his strengths and his normal abilities. That you're probably either going to have to remove or you're going to have to think real long and hard before you call him, which are plays that involve him tucking the ball away and running it. If you really are at a point where, as a coaching staff, you just say, you know what, yeah, we just can't ask him to do that, now you're really taking a significant part of your playbook away, and that's a real concern.
So we'll see.
Well, I don't think it is that. I don't think that it's an MCL sprain.
What do you think it is?
I think he was afraid that his legs got rolled up the way that they did.
I don't buy that at all.
Well, I've been in that position many times myself. I know exactly how that feels, Joe, when your legs are caught in flexion, not extension, flexion, just like that,
mm-hmm.
when you're rolled up.
But
and
a quarter
scary.
Later, that would still affect your mobility?
No, if you put a brace on, then
but
it might.
But he was effective.
Yeah, he was effective.
There's no question.
I just said, if you put a brace on, it affects your mobility.
So you think his mobility is affected primarily because of the brace?
Yes.
Well, I hope you're right.
that's optimistic.
Yeah, I don't see it that way, but I hope you're right. I would be surprised if that's accurate, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it's something to obviously be. It's probably the most concerning element of this game. Do we all agree with
it's one like it's by and I said last game Jake Elliott was one of my and I'm still concerned about him.
Yeah.
Jalen's knee is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in my top 5 concerns for this game.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Think
and
then, about and, what you're concerned about. His toughness.
His ability to run, John.
Not about
I know he's gonna play. I know he's tough as anything. My worry is that the injury's not as good as you hope it is, and that he can't run as effectively as he does because it changes the game.
I'm not worried about it. I am not worried about that this time of year with this injury, especially because he just played the last quarter and
were you
and
worried
a half.
About? Were
he
you,
didn't look
let me
great.
Ask a question. Let me ask a question. Were you worried about Ranger going into the playoffs in October when he hadn't? When something was clearly off,
sure.
right? I mean, and then
sure, Jalen just played. He finished the game. He'll be able to get back out there and play the game, and I'm not worried about it.
By the way, James, let me say this. I think
part of playing football is playing injured. You know that, right?
But he's extra injured. You know that, right?
You don't know that.
But you also do understand that, forgetting what we know, that an injury can make a player play worse, right? An injury can make a player less physically able to.
Yes, of course.
Right, so isn't it possible that if it is a sprained MCL, if it is whatever, we don't know. He finished the game. He's tough.
I'll tell you this, James.
It could be something that makes him run less well. Like, it's just factual.
It could also be something that doesn't affect him.
Sure,
it could. We could not know about umpteen injuries that he was playing through this entire year. We don't know.
But he looked spry, more spry than last year.
Is that he has played through things that we never heard about.
But was less effective last year when he couldn't run as well.
Sure.
And this year, he's been pretty spry.
And this year, we just saw him break one for 44.
Right, before the injury.
I'm telling you, I think he can still do that even if he's injured.
I'll be surprised, but I hope you're right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494, Joe in Telford. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. Let's
up,
go,
Joe?
Baby. E-A-G-L-E.
City game, baby. You hear my voice? I was at that game. That snow, baby, coming down. That was amazing. Take one's first run. That was amazing. The second run, unbelievable.
Good man.
And to the guy who I fell into in the stands at 200, I apologize. I really apologize. That was not my intention. Go, Birds! Go, Birds! Let's go!
All right,
Joe.
I love it. Hey, Joe, wait, quick question. Joe, are you going to the game? You going to the game on this upcoming Sunday?
I'm on Ticketmaster right now waiting for 10 o'clock. So if I can get them for cheap, I'm going to try and go.
10 o'clock for everyone listening. I mean,
it was weird hearing him talk in his normal voice there. I was like, wait a minute.
Joe, you won't want me to say this, but I'll say this for the good of everyone else listening. 10 o'clock today is when the limited number of tickets. I know you're cutting me off. The limited number of available tickets go on sale. But Joe, good luck to you. All right, give me a scene in snow.
Home Alone.
Need a scene.
The scene where he's coming back with the groceries.
Okay.
You got it, buddy. Joe, good luck in the quest for the tickets.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
All right, pal.
Good
luck, appreciate Joe. That, man. All right, let's get to Christina. Christina, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Christina.
So, I hate to even side with him. I'm so sorry, guys, but there is something about the cold when it comes to the babies.
Wow. Score 1-4.
Death Hammer!
All right, the floor is totally yours, Christina.
Death Hammer!
Go ahead.
I knew I was going to slightly regret this, guys. unfortunately for us, my son, he kept having colic episodes. Which is a little bit heightened as far as the crying is concerned, but Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, guys, they told me, hey, if he gets colic, the best thing to do is for him to breathe in that cold air. It helps with the inflammation of the lungs and the throat and everything, and it soothes them. So believe it or not, there is something about the cold air when these kids are crying.
God bless you. God bless you, Christina.
I don't think the polar vortex is the way to go, though, all right? So I don't want to get sued here, but just saying.
Listen, here's the pecking order.
I don't buy that in any way, shape, or form. Sorry.
Pecking order of brilliance, Christina. Your doctors, you, me. But that was reverse order.
I know. Also, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, guys. You know, I never thought that they would tell me to do that, but there I was.
You've made my day. All right, Christina, give me... John is speechless over here.
I never had a colicky baby, so I don't know if that makes a difference, but I...
Oh, my gosh. Count yourself lucky. It is the scariest thing, man. Oh, brutal. Not fun.
I had one 2007. I didn't sleep until 2009.
That's brutal.
With that colicky baby.
I've heard
I wish
about
I
that.
Would have known about this take them outside and freeze them out thing, because I really don't think I slept. I really don't think I slept more than a half an hour. And I think she was doing it on purpose. I think she was messing with me every single night.
All right, Christina, you can win the $150 gift card. Give us a great scene in honor of the Eagles' glorious victory in the snow, a great scene in the snow.
I'm hoping nobody said this, all right? Here we go. One of the best shows of all time, The Sopranos, the Pine Barrens episode.
I was waiting all show for it. That could win.
Well, give me a scene.
And
I need
Polly,
a...
Yep. And they're out in the Pine Barrens, and they're thinking like the Chechen sniper guy is after them, and just the antics. And it was under critical acclaim as that considered the highlight of the entire series. So
yep, I get
I'm
it.
I'm going to go with that one.
All right, Chris. Now, real quick, before we get James, did she say a specific moment from that show? There's so much noise there. Are you saying like the ketchup packet or whatever that was, or
no?
You can't give me a whole show.
They're in the snow and they're on the phone and they're not understanding the phone
gotcha.
Call.
Yep.
And they think it's a Chechen.
Yes. The phone call. Yes. Okay. Good deal. That is a great answer. There's many scenes from that hour you could have said. I mean, when Paulie's shoe falls off, that's classic. And then when they're eating like the ketchup pack or whatever the heck that was. All right, a lot of good stuff. Good answer.